All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. You know, we were sitting here talking about what this episode was going to be about, and because we've had a lot of requests, and we decided to talk about desensitizing baits. What is that? You know, a lot of guys. Seriously, what it is we're talking about, you know, a bait that's overused. All of a sudden, a hot bait, and now it's not catching anything. I mean, thoughts on that, right? We have a lot of listeners that say, "Man, I was using these Rapalas for the last couple of years. They were killing it. Now I can't catch a fish on it. Switched over to Flickers, killing it, and vice versa." Whatever it is, Storm, Rattletrap, whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, you always have those baits. I can think of a couple situations when, you know, back in the early 2000s when it was on the reef runners came out.
Yeah, so
Deep Water Ripper reef runners, man. That's all I ever put on. And then, you know, at around the same time, well, before, but at around the same time, another hot bait was, you know, shad wraps. And then another hot bait were different types of
hot and tots,
Yozuris. I mean, they were just, it was just all over the board then. All these baits I rarely use now. I mean, I will put on a Deep Little Ripper, a shad wrap if I'm trying to change it up a little bit from the Flickers.
But we still put them on. It's just that we don't, because the memory part of it is, God, they were so good.
Yeah, they were so
good.
But
we end up putting them on for a short amount of time. So that's the question that I have, is because we are now not putting them on as much.
Right.
Would they be the next, because they have their, because they haven't been used for 10, 12 years, whatever that is.
Right.
Would they be hot and going
sure,
now?
Sure, yeah. How many fish in the system have even seen one before? Because it's
a little ripper?
Know, yeah.
Some of them,
Cherry Creek, no one's seen a little ripper.
No. No. I mean, well, you got Storm Thundersticks. Remember those?
Yes.
Oh, man, they were huge, right? Storm Thundersticks, man.
Live Target lasted for about 14 days because they're so expensive.
Yeah, right.
They're like, nah, we don't like these Live Targets. I got two. They didn't work.
I mean, but that you're 100% right. That is the, so that's the interesting piece is, and I'm going to be interested to see over the next couple years, and I think you see it a little bit, and I saw it with a post that Keith Cavias did where he was talking about where he just fished the MWC in Green Bay and he was using shivers. And he said, well, it didn't go quite as planned. And he was talking about the difference between last year's bite and this year's bite. And I started to think, are these fish starting to become desensitized to the look or the sound or the motion of shiver minnows and glide baits? Are glide baits going to continue to produce like they did?
You get someone like a Parsons or a Cavaya that are pitching these things and promoting them because they are a good bait. We use them.
Sure.
People start using them.
Yeah.
So, yes, now that system, all over, whatever system you're in, they're using them way more than when they were the only guys using them.
Right.
Another one, even a bait that doesn't make much noise, Slow Death.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, when that first came out, it was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You I'm not telling off. Anybody.
Right.
You know,
right.
And now, I mean, they still work. It works great.
It works great. That works great.
But you wonder if it's going to start to get desensitized. I'll tell you, the only bait so far that I have seen where there's not a drop off is the Flicker Shads. I haven't seen that huge drop off with the Flicker Shads like I have with other baits. And maybe because I still use them more, maybe because they're my go-to, but that is something to definitely think about is what is, like, does that happen? And I think it does. I'll give you guys another example. When I was a kid growing up, we had these baits, and they were actually a saltwater bait, but it was more or less just a paddle tail type grub. Mm-hmm. It was a kind of a fat grub. It was the color of avocado, and it had almost a diamond shape like beaver tail, right? So not much action to it or anything. That bait by itself, not tipped. Remember I fished from shore. We just hammered walleyes on them. I mean, for 5-6 years, hammered walleyes on them.
Was everybody using that?
And nobody. Well, they were hard to find. So that was back in the days where if you didn't have a subscription to Cabela's or Bass Pro, you couldn't get them. And it was a Bass Pro grub. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't get them. And the color was unique. It was that kind of, you know, some people might call it pumpkin seed, but that avocado green, that darker green. And so I had met a guy who had them and said, oh, I get them out of this magazine. That was my introduction to Bass Pro. I was probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old. And I went home and he had torn out the 1-800 number, and I called the 1-800 number and requested a catalog, and we ordered them. And I mean, they were hard to find then because they were in the saltwater section, and they were almost, they'd almost discontinued them. I ordered a package of 100 and I kept them, and I still have probably 4 left for the rest of my life, right? They don't make them anymore.
Do you ever try one?
I do, and they still work, but then they were unreal, but they don't work now like they did then.
Is it because you were 7?
No. I mean, it was...
maybe you got decent.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, right? I mean, well, maybe I, you know,
but
my...
See, but that's my point.
Like, I learned and it got more and all
I
that
understand what you're saying. The fish got desensitized to the in a big lake like that with one guy or two guys fishing that. How is that possible?
Well, because it was... I mean, that's when you had to have... Well, first off, it's Pueblo. Second off, you had to have this... You had to know about Bass Pro. You had to get the catalog, and you had to order it out of the catalog.
Even
you
my point go more, in. How is it? How in the heck did they get desensitized if it's two guys fishing?
Well, I don't know.
The lake is flooded with it.
Right. Well, and I don't know, but it seemed like over the years, they just quit working as well. I'll give you another great example. Chartreuse was...
I don't know if that was a great example.
Here comes another one.
Yeah, well, you're going to get another one. Well, it's something
that... I can't hardly wait.
That kind of sparked this idea. Chartreuse was with the flex, right? With the metallic flex in them. Mm-hmm. Twister tails.
Okay, now you're talking more.
Okay,
you,
so when they...
That was a hot one. Okay, same lake, buy into this one.
Right, same lake when they first came out. Unbelievable. I mean, just you couldn't keep them off. It was one after another, and everybody was talking about them. And that's when all of a sudden, Chartreuse just kind of slowed down after about 3-4 years. And I didn't even have a Chartreuse one with metal flake in my box because it was just not, it just quit working. Mm-hmm. So that's when we shifted more to the more natural colors, the motor oil, the pumpkin seed, those all started to work
lead.
All of a sudden. Just plain lead. We don't, I mean, a lot, most of my fish came on plain lead tipped with a crawler. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it just, I think, either it's cycles or they get used to it, or maybe it's the flash hits their color cone pattern in a certain way, and it just is, you know, boom, it's there, and then it's gone. I don't know, but I think it's an interesting topic. You know, it's kind of like regional colors, right?
Well, I noticed, thinking about, like, jig heads, I haven't really noticed that with jigs, but I have with cranks, because... I just haven't. I don't know, Mitch, have you? I mean, I use a jig, but I mean, a jig, it seems like it works. I haven't paid attention to it, maybe, but I know cranks, for sure, I've noticed fall-offs, right?
Right.
To like, well, you talked about little rippers and Rapalos. And
I tell you, this is a perfect subject because it's the same thing that goes on with a lot of aspects of fishing, I think. So just like you said, you know, you haven't seen it drop off or whatever. You know, what if Chartreuse is the only jig color they were going to bite, right? So you're fishing it. Well, look at the season. You know, it drops off, it picks up, you get on a hot bite, the fish move, whatever, to where, is it because now they don't like yellow? Is it because they're just not there? Is it because they're not eating? We don't really know the true answer, right?
No. So it's just going from time on the water.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those things where, yeah, I think fish do get desensitized to certain baits, like especially out here where we've got smaller bodies of water where a lot of dudes are pulling, you know, different cranks, right. Shad wraps, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then boom, yeah, I had a guy years ago tell me, he said, yeah, you watch when a new crankbait comes out, he goes, jump on it, give it a try, because no. he told me, and this was years ago, he goes, you know, how many
that was
many
shad Mark wraps? And that was like 18-20 yep. years ago we were talking to him.
Mark Bollock, thank you. You're the man.
Yeah.
but it's true. You know, you said how many times have they seen these, you know, shad wraps go over their heads? The same vibration, the same speed, you know, a lot of times. Everybody's trolling 1.5. Right. You know, everything's the same to where they're like, yeah, screw you. Right. Not going after you. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it. But then how much of it is just exactly what you said? How many times have we pulled little rippers?
Yeah.
For hours and, you know, put time in to really be like, no, they're
we're picking them up too.
We used to.
I mean, yeah. I think that has something to do with it.
But I also think there's the regional thing that comes into play. And I'll tell you why I think that.
Well, hold on. Before we get to the regional thing, because this is a great time to talk about this real quick, is I want to talk about Poncho Outdoors. Ponchooutdoors.com, they have this great shirt that I want to talk to everybody about. It's one of these, it's long sleeve, short sleeve, great fabric. They're that really lightweight fabric, you know, and when you're out there cooking in the sun, they also have like that UPF 50 to keep that.
They're awesome.
And you got to protect yourself.
It's the shirt with the magnet pockets.
The magnet pockets, I was like, what is this? But you don't have to button them, dude.
No, and it keeps everything from falling out. No. I mean, and they are the perfect shirt because you can wear them fishing and still take your wife to dinner in them.
Or before you
like that. Or go fishing and then take her to dinner. Don't worry, I don't have to change any.
You know what? I wear it when I go out in the morning before work.
Yeah.
I can just roll into work. They had no idea. As long as I wash my hands, use a hand sanitizer, I'm good.
You're good to go. And I tell guys, especially my buddies out here that guide on these western streams and rivers, it is the perfect guide shirt for guides.
It is
professional looking.
Well, even if they're big guys or skinny guys, because it comes long sleeve, or it's kind of fit for all, but it also has a slim fit, which I'm working towards.
Yeah, right, yeah. We're all working towards that. I don't think I'll ever be ordering that one. But still, I mean, it's one of those shirts where it's perfect for charter captains, perfect for guides, and perfect if you just want to go out and protect your arms from the sun.
Yeah.
And that's all I wear, a long sleeve shirt.
Take a look at it, ponchooutdoors.com. They got 100% money back guarantee. And if you use the promo code ALLEYESFISHING, you're going to get a free hat with it. You can't go wrong. So anyway, let's get
a free hat.
Love free hats. Yeah. So let's talk about the regional color thing that you were talking about.
Okay, so my idea is on the regional color, and the only reason I say this, or not regional color, but maybe regional as far as what they go after.
Techniques.
Is you and
I see what
when we went back to, when we went to Escanaba, we went back with a boat full of flicker this, flicker that, right? And I threw in my three or four boxes I still have left of deep low rippers, but I didn't buy any new ones. I didn't get, you know. And we fished, I don't know if you remember, we fished most of the week of pre-fish, and probably the last day or maybe the last 2 days, we were cycling through baits, and I said, let's throw in a little ripper. You know, just to see. And that ended up being our hottest bait for the tournament.
It did.
And so the deep little ripper, the kind of copper with the perch pattern was just, I mean.
That and a flicker minnow.
Flicker minnow.
They were, but the long skinny profile, you know, with the little ripper with the,
with the banana shape, you know.
So that's a part that's interesting because we haven't used the little ripper forever, right? But now, with the profile, that little ripper, it kind of represents the back end of a flicker minnow.
Flipper,
right? Yeah, I mean, in a way, but
I mean, it's the banana skinny, bait's but got you the, know what I mean.
The wider wobble, the, you know, and it tilts a little bit more, and it was interesting. And do you remember why we switched? Because when we came into the Cedar River, there were boats tied up to the dock, their personal docks.
That's right.
And they had like 10 of them. And I told Brad, I said, well, obviously little rippers might be something that works here.
That is right. I do remember that. And we were like,
yeah. So we still got some of those.
I got like two boxes. Get them out.
Yep.
I'm always big on trying to get local information when you're fishing these tournaments. So that's perfect.
Yeah. Well, it was hilarious because it was one of those things. Because we went out of several different ramps trying to fish that gigantic system. And when we rolled up through the river, this was our second or third time in the launching out of the Cedar River. And that boat hadn't been there before, and we rolled up and it's tied off, and it's got a just every rod had a deep little ripper on it. And I said, oh, this is,
there's like 10 of them.
Ding, 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 ding. Here we go. Let's go try this out. Right. And it was, and it worked. It worked huge.
So, you know, I'm actually glad that we're having this conversation because we've had it, but we just kind of always push past it.
Yes.
Because we've had so much success with flickers.
Yeah.
We've talked about it on several podcasts. It's one of those things that's our go-to.
Yeah. Well, think about this one, too. Another example.
But we need to start putting on the little ripper because we put it on.
We got to go through. You have to cycle through with them.
We
can
be better fishermen for it. We put it on for 10 minutes. Nah, that one's not working.
Right.
You go, you're on the bench.
Yeah.
You're not making the team.
You're in the back.
We'll try again in 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, you get 20 minutes a year?
Yeah.
Come on, bud.
Yeah, well, and that's...
We got to give at least 30.
Well, and they used
you guys promised me now we're going to give them at least 30.
Low rippers, junior thunder sticks, you know, all these different ones. Well, and I'll give you... I have so many examples.
I've got
I know. I'd like to hear Mitch have an example.
No, he's going first, then I've got a great
And I'm going to be quiet and just listen.
So, well, you guys will agree, because we've talked about this, original Rapalas. Size 13, original Rapalas, right? So
Rapalas?
Rapalas, whatever. So we use, we used to use, just almost exclusively, right? Mm-hmm. Then you get the Rogues. Ooh, and the Rogues, man. Those Rogues are on fire. But then the next year, I can't get a bite on the Rogues. But guess what?
Husky
original Rapalas.
Yeah.
They're all of a sudden, then there's husky jerk, and then there's deep husky jerk, and there's so. But we've noticed that 1 year we go out, can't keep them off one bait. The next year we go out, can't keep them off the other. And I think the difference for us, or for me, and that we've seen when we especially troll in early spring, is original versus other stick baits. And it seems like they always come back to original. One night, original's got to be on one rod, right?
Always on one rod, because that is a money bait.
Yep.
For 20 some years.
And it always has been. But
the rogues
all of a sudden, there may be one original, but the other three may be rogues.
Yeah.
And so it's very interesting to see how they start to key on baits.
That's like casting shorelines or trolling at night. That's what we're using those more predominantly. Not I very seldom will we put on a rogue and an original when we're trolling in the middle of the day. I guess you just don't. You put flickers on it. We could run it, probably because they don't dive as deep and you're fishing more suspended in the evening or casting shorelines, but we could put a three-way rig on them, no problem, and still run them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, and we don't.
We don't.
I mean, I'm sure guys in river systems do, because I know that.
Oh, yeah, rivers
it's a little
totally
bit different deal,
but yes.
I mean, I'm sure they do, but the point is that even in the river system, you will see that certain colors 1 year are super hot and super colors aren't. Well, it's not like the fish changed. It's not like the bait changed. Mm-hmm. Something happened. What happened? Did they become desensitized? And I think they do. I think that's what you're going to see with these glide baits. I think, I've already noticed it. A couple years ago, it was just insane the people that were using different glide baits, the jig and wraps.
Jig and wraps are huge.
And it's just, I have noticed that. And at least this year in our tournaments, the popularity of them have kind of declined. And not because we don't all have a boat full of them now. It's because I don't think we caught as many fish on them.
Is that good marketing by Rapala for the jigging wrap?
No, because they do work.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's not just that.
In places like Cabela's and Bass Pro, don't even put them on the shelf until fall.
For ice
And so they're even hard to find this time of year, and it annoys you unless you order it out of the catalog. Mm. And even then, it's like, well, they're back ordered until fall or whatever.
Yep.
So, there are issues with still getting them, and the people that stock these stores, and I know not all over, but around here, the people that stock our stores here, good luck finding a jigging wrap right now. Good luck, because they're going
to... I know one place that has them all year, and I'm not saying where it's at.
Yeah.
I'm not, because...
Your garage?
No, one place that sells them.
I guess
I would sell mine for the right price.
Right. Yeah.
But no, I'm not saying it. No.
Yeah.
If someone wants to know where that is, they can message me as long as they promise not to put it
there. Right?
It's like a hot spot.
It's the only little spot that I have.
Yeah, they're at Walmart. Go check it out.
Yeah.
I wonder what's your deal, Mitch? What were you saying?
Okay, get this. Years ago, Brad and I fished a tournament. Last tournament of the year.
Secret spot.
The points were coming down to, it was anybody's game for the whole season, making top 10, all of our goals and everything. And it was Horsetooth. Up by Fort Collins up north, and the bite sucked.
It was like,
I know what you're going to say.
I'm not going to say.
Oh, you got to say.
Let him tell the story.
No, I'm not going to say. But anyway, it's just the moral of the story. That's what I want everybody to
listen. Oh, you got to say what it is, because people are still going to be like, what?
No.
Oh, dear.
No. You know. anyway, let me finish. Let me just get there. I might say, Junior.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, nothing was working. Nothing. There was probably 65 boats in the tournament.
And 3 fish were caught, not keepers.
And dude, we're telling you, pre-fish, everybody was just looking at each other like, what the hell? And we rolled in there, and yeah, nothing was working. So Brad and I got crazy. We rolled with something that no one fished with, and no one has probably used since, and that we keep hidden away.
No, I have. Right? Okay. I always used to check for you guys.
Well, unless you tell everybody in the world what it is, you know, then everybody's going to be using it, and they'll get desensitized. So we are keeping the secret.
This is top secret. I don't think they sell them anymore, to be honest with you.
So what?
It. We're going to call him It.
Anyway.
Yeah. We can't even say the name we call him.
Well, we can call it the Itler.
The Itler?
That's half of its name. The Itler.
Okay. The Herb. We'll just call it the Herb.
Because
we can't give it away.
Anyway, here's what went down. Brad and I caught 2 fish. And we were like, well, that's 2 more than a lot of people caught, I bet.
And it was.
And while we rolled in, guess what? We came in second.
Yep.
And a boat pulling into the marina for weigh-ins.
And then the marina for weigh-ins.
Pulling a spinner just off the back caught like 8-pounder.
I know.
So 3 fish
like,
got...
God, you hate us.
3 fish got caught in the tournament. Brad and I caught 2 of them, so we figured that's not just luck.
Right.
We put 2 together with our top secret.
Super secret bait. Yes.
You know what? I will show this bait to the public, but it's going to be one that's like a shadow.
Yeah.
You know, like you're going to see me, you're going to see my face. I'll hold it up.
It'll be behind the blurred spot, and you have to kind of try to figure through it. Yeah.
I see the hook.
Close enough. I told you what it was.
Yeah. I still have, well, I don't know, I may have taken them out by now, but I always carried a couple in the package still in the bottom of one of my, you know, parts of the boat. And just because. At some point, and I have thrown them on since and not caught anything since, but you're right, that day, well, and you guys didn't just catch 2 fish all day. We all caught a lot of walleyes, but they were shorts.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, it was you guys.
I've got quite a few. I keep them in one of my trays that I spray painted black.
So
no one gets to see it there.
So desensitized. What else do we want to cover?
Well, I think it's, you know what, this is less of a teaching and more of a thinking one, right? I mean, more of a, like go back and look at those baits. Look at the Hottentots. I throw on a Hottentot, you know, a couple times a year, but there's some years where I'm like, screw it, I'm running Hottentots. Let's see. And I handle
it. Dude, we've been coming back. It's funny you say that because the last 2 years we've been running more Hottentots with.
But they disappeared for a while. Remember, they quit making them. Then the company was bought. And then they got switched, and now, you know, now they're back.
Oh, they're like Twinkies.
Yeah.
They're like Twinkies. Hey, so when we're in a tournament, and you're rolling by us, and if we're catching fish, that's our magic word. If they're, so Twinkies. So others can't. Twinkies, buddy!
Hey, everybody, you can use that, too. It works great.
It works great. No,
so, but I think it's something to get you thinking. Like, look, maybe if it's one of those deals it's where you're having maybe a rough day, or you're trying to put together a pattern for tournaments, go back to some of those baits.
That have been hot baits.
For me, the Fireball, Northland's Fireball Jighead Parrot. For years, that was my go-to color. I haven't caught a fish on Parrot in probably 3 years. I don't know why. It just hasn't been the color. I find that with Orange and Chartreuse. Sometimes the two together are just unbeatable. And other times, I have to fish them individually, an orange head or a chartreuse head, but if I put them together,
it's
nothing.
Weird.
And, you know, and so.
Those damn fish.
I know, right? It's what keeps us coming back. Yeah,
well, I want people after this podcast, when we send it out, I want people to comment get the talk on, because I'm curious to see what other people think about this.
Yep, everybody's got that bait, right? Everybody's got that one bait where you're like, man, I used to hammer it on this, and I, all of a sudden, for one reason or another, you stopped fishing them. Why did you stop fishing them? And is it because the bait itself slowed down, or did new baits come up that worked better that you thought, or did you stop fishing them because
I tell you what, everybody that sends us how do we want to do this? Anybody that sends us
their story, tell us their bait and their story about how I got desensitized.
But if it's like one of ours or magic bait, just talk about their magic bait because I'm not going to ask.
Call them Twinkies if you
Twinkies
want.
That's code.
Yeah.
So if it's your magic bait you don't want to talk about, call it Twinkies, but email us a story. And how about this? If they send it to alleyesonfishing@gmail.com, we will pick the top 3 and then go.
put it on the podcast. So we'll follow up with our next podcast. We'll pick the top three.
Okay.
Follow up with our next podcast by September 1st. Let's cut it off at September 1st.
September 1st, 19, because these podcasts go for a while.
Yeah, so September 1st, 2019. Get it to us by then. We will pick the top three, and maybe that we maybe have some
and
experience
give
with,
them a
right?
decal or something?
No, we'll give them a shirt. We'll send them a shirt.
Okay. Yeah. Top three get
top shirts. Three get shirts. So send us your top bait that probably has been desensitized.
An
All
Eyes
come back
on
to.
Fishing shirt.
Yep, and you send it to alleyesonfishing@gmail.com, and we're going to send you an All Eyes on Fishing t-shirt.
Perfect.
Top three. Not all of them, top three. We're going to pick the top three, and the top three will get them. So send us in if you want a chance to get yourself an All Eyes
shirt. I
want
to hear, see what they have to say.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think it's going to be good.
I want to get someone on our podcast, some of these people with their stories. So I think... Well, we've talked about that. In the future, you're going to start seeing that. We're going to call people in.
Yep. So,
hey, from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, we're going to wrap this up today. Thanks for following us and sharing us. We really appreciate it. And make sure that we get a lot of stuff, a lot of podcasts, a lot of ideas coming from our alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. Keep sending them. We'll get to them.
Yep. Go check out our shirts, hats, order our stuff, sweatshirts.
Decals.
Good stuff, decals. We're getting a lot of people ordering stuff.
It's taking a while to get our orders filled because we're getting a lot of orders. Yep. But bear with us.
Yep.
Right?
And we'll get them out to you, but it's a lot of fun because a lot of people really like their stuff when they get it. So.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everyone.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next time, where we discuss all of your favorite fishing topics. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our videos on YouTube, or read our blog at alleyesonfishing.com. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.